There are 10 measures on the ballot today, and here's the condensed rundown.
Measure O would tax oil extracted within the city at $1.44 a barrel. Supporters say it will generate approximately $4 million.
Opponents say businesses won't like the new tax and will move elsewhere. Proposition M is for medical marijuana. It would tax marijuana sold at dispensaries and could help add revenue to a suffering budget.
But the city attorney says there could be legal problems to taxing a substance that isn't federally legal. Measure G would reduce pensions for new hires to the fire and police department. The police union actually likes this plan.
But it won't affect their current members' pensions. Measure L is for libraries. It would increase revenue for our city libraries, which have been struggling with slashed budgets.
But those against it say it could take money away from other city services because the money would be earmarked for only the libraries.
Measure H would block city contractors from giving more than $100,000 in campaign contributions. There are two amendments that deal with the DWP. One would create a ratepayer advocate, a person people could speak to about their rates. The other is an amendment requiring the DWP to give any surplus funds back to the city.
And here's a measure you can vote on that won't change anything. There's a rule in the city charter that limits campaign contributions, but we don't even follow that rule because the Supreme Court ruled that there can be no limits. Measure N would officially amend the city charter to comply with that ruling.
And finally, charter amendments LAP and LAQ. Charter Amendment P would create an emergency reserve within the existing city reserves.
And Charter Amendment Q would limit the amount of applicants tested for civil servant jobs.
For more information on these measures, who's for and against them, check out smartvoter.org.
This is Stephanie Guzman
and Emily Frost
reporting for Annenberg Radio News.